Today is Tuesday, January 12th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I'm actually live streaming right now on, well, I'm live streaming on a beta site that I'm working on. Because as I said, I don't know, maybe I said yesterday, I'm testing this new streaming software. And it's a backend, it's a new streaming server, but one of the features is that it will record live broadcast for you. So you can set it up to record anytime there's a live broadcast. And one of the things we do during the June event and during other events that we do is we record those broadcasts. And so one cool thing is that it's going, if it works well, it's going to be able to record what we broadcast live. And then I could actually take those files and put them into the stream so that when we're doing pre-recorded stuff, we could put stuff that was recorded. So I'm just, nobody's listening to it. It's just, I'm streaming it. And then I'm going to listen to the recording to see how it sounds. But anyway, that's what I'm doing. So I already talked about the weekend. We did a lot of chores. I cleaned the bathroom. How exciting is that? We watched a couple of movies. And yesterday, back to work. I think I'm back in the groove. Although it's, I don't know. I know you guys are sick of me complaining about work. So I will try to avoid complaining. I just feel like my new boss doesn't really have a good handle of what we need to be doing and how we should be doing things. And I don't know, I can't get into much more detail than that, but basically he'll tell us something and nobody will understand what he wants. And today we had a meeting and we had gone over some stuff in a meeting last week and then another meeting yesterday. And today we had a meeting. And I had already talked to all the other product managers and nobody knew what the heck he was talking about. Nobody knew what exactly he wanted, how we were going to do it. It's hard to describe without getting into a lot of details, but I'm not going to get into boring details for you guys. And so I asked a question. I ask a lot of questions, but most of my workmates like the fact that I ask questions because normally, and I don't know, maybe they're blowing smoke up my ass. I'm not really sure. But 9 times out of 10, they will tell me later, thank you for asking that question. I was thinking the exact same thing. Or managers will come to me and say, hey, thank you so much for asking those questions. They're really valuable. And it was some really good questions. So normally people tell me my questions are good. I ask a question today, which I know that all the other product managers were thinking. And my boss says, well, I thought I had answered that in our meeting yesterday. And he said he sounded really frustrated. But how do you tell your boss, hey, you're sucking at communicating to us. You're not making things clear. Nobody is understanding you. And so I'm asking this question because you did a bad job of communicating. So don't be frustrated with me. Maybe you should be frustrated with yourself because you don't know how to get your thoughts out there in a cohesive way that everyone knows what you're talking about. I don't know. So it's a little bit frustrating for me. And I told one of my teammates messaged me on Slack while we were having this meeting, and he said, well, I was going to ask a question, but now that I can tell that our boss is not wanting questions to be asked, I'm not going to ask any questions. I said, oh, don't worry. I'll be the stupid one. I can ask a bunch of questions. I'll take the hit. So other than that, yesterday we didn't really do anything. I did start back my diet. And when I say diet, basically Weight Watchers, I haven't actually started officially entering things in the app. I'm easing back in slowly. So I know pretty much how many points certain things are. I know the foods that are free on the Weight Watchers plan that I was doing. I know since I did it a year ago, or whenever it was that I did it, I can't even remember now. It was quite a while ago, but I know from when I did it before, there were lots of free foods, so you didn't have to count those as points. So, for instance, boneless, skinless chicken breast is 0 points, so you could eat as much boneless, skinless chicken breast as you want. Fruits and vegetables are all 0 points, unless it's a starchy food like a potato, and then that does have, I believe that does have some points. Bread has points, et cetera, et cetera. Fat has, so butter has points, olive oil has points, gravy, anything that has fats in it. But I'm a little bit afraid to step on the scale. I do not know how much I weigh right now, but I know I only have one pair of jeans that fit me at the moment. And I only have about 6 shirts that fit me at the moment. It's horrible. But I refuse to buy new clothes because if I do that, I'm giving in. I'm basically saying, well, now I'm this weight. That's how it's going to be forever. And I don't want to do that. And so I'm good. I mean, luckily we have, well, not luckily. I hate to say luckily for COVID. But one benefit of staying at home all the time due to COVID is that it doesn't matter if I'm wearing the same things all the time because no one's seeing me except for Mark. And so I can just wear the same 6 shirts all the time and the same one pair of jeans. But it's starting to get a little, the crotch area of these jeans is starting to get thin. And I know it's going to have a hole any day now. There's going to be a hole in the crotch. I'm going to have a hole. It's going to look like it's easy access jeans for various activities that you might want to do. So I may have to buy another pair of jeans or two that fit me just until I lose enough weight to fit into my old jeans. Because once these get a hole in them, I'm not going to want to wear them. And once they get a hole as well, any movement that you make makes that hole bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And so any day now, I know any day I'm gonna bend over, I'm gonna squat down, and I'm gonna hear a rip, and I'm gonna have a big rip in the seat of my pants. But I did start. I've been able to get through 1.5 days so far, and so far so good. I believe I'm probably gonna weigh myself for the first time this weekend, which I'm not looking forward to at all. I don't want to know. Really, ignorance is bliss. There are so many things in life. I don't talk to my parents about politics because I don't want to know how horrible their viewpoints are. It's easier for me to just be ignorant and go through life happy. I don't like to go to the doctor because one day I'm going to fall over dead, honestly, and they're going to say, you know, had you gone to the doctor and we had caught that thing, you would still be alive right now and you'd live another 50 years. But I'm so afraid to go to the doctor and get bad news that I never, again, ignorance is bliss until it's not, until it kills you. And I don't want to know my weight because then there again, ignorance is bliss. So I'm going to step on the scale this weekend. I'm not going to tell you guys how much I weigh because I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed to how much weight I've let myself gain in the past year. It's horrible. Actually, it's more than a year because the last time I was really actively trying to lose weight was before the last Pride 48 event, which we didn't have one in 2020. We had one in 2019. So the last time I was actively watching what I was eating was probably August of 2019. And here we are in 2021 now. So we'll see how that goes. But anyway, last night I recorded, we've started back Throwing Down with Joe Batance. So for any of you who subscribe to Afterthought Media on Patreon, that's a Patreon show for Afterthought Media. And so Joe and I got together and we talked about what we had done over the holidays, and we did a cooking segment, and Anyway, so yeah. So we did a lot of stuff, and that was fun. I was glad to be back at that. And last night, Mark and I just watched a bunch of game shows. Millionaire is in season 2 with Jimmy Kimmel. And so we've been really enjoying that. We watched that, and we watched To Tell the Truth. And I don't know if anyone watches To Tell the Truth, but we pretty much like any game show, no matter what. Although Mark doesn't like Card Sharks. The guy who they have now that is hosting Card Sharks, the revival of Card Sharks, he's not really all that good of a host. I cannot remember his name, but he's not a very good host. So, but just about any game show. The other day we watched The Chase. I think I talked to you guys about that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.